So, guys, Georgina, Cameron, obviously you've had 2 weeks of fun on the Fighting Fit thing so far. Georgina, what are your overall goals over the next few weeks and right through to the end of the program?
The first goal I have is obviously to get fitter, be more agile, be able to run that mile by the end of the summer. Not walk and run, but actually run it.
So you did it in just under 15 minutes. Mm. Corey, what do you think is achievable?
Well, this is the thing. She wasn't actually walking for much of it. She was running for a lot of it. Now, when I told her she had to run a mile, she just looked at me and she's like, are you kidding? And I'm like, no, I'm not. And I said, look, this happens all the time. You know, people come to us, they've... they haven't been doing much. They've been eating bad foods, all of that. So they're a bit out of shape. They come down. We say, right, fitness test. We need to see where you are. We need to check those goals here. You do the body composition assessment as well. So you've got two forms of hard evidence, hard, cold evidence on paper. Mm. Yeah, we do it again in 4 weeks. And it's a good motivational tool as well. Mm. So they can really find out where they are. Now, Georgina was, as I said, she nearly fell over when I told her she had to do a one-mile run. She actually done it, and the look on her face, it was like, oh, my God, I ran a mile.
Didn't you feel amazing?
I did. I also thought it was another person because I really didn't think I would do it. And I was shocked, but I was delighted, absolutely delighted to be able to do it. And so over the next few weeks, I just want to get fitter. Obviously, I want to drop a few dress sizes. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of women, I have 3 or 4 different sizes of clothes in my wardrobe.
And men, by the way. I've got my fat outfits.
And I've got some fantastic clothes, and I want to get back into them again.
Yeah. You're doing the spinning as well, so clearly your cardiovascular levels of fitness are going to improve.
I like the spinning. I do. I like walking. I like the spinning. I like doing yoga. Let's see what else. I actually want to try the combat, what's it called?
Combat fitness.
Combat fitness next week. I think I'm ready for it. I had a lot of fear.
That. She's ready.
Yeah. There's a fear inside of me as well, because what I'm frightened of doing is actually injuring myself and then not being able to do anything. But I know I'll be in good, capable hands here with Corey and the instructor, so they will look after me.
Yeah. And Cameron, what about yourself?
What, this week?
Yeah, well, your goals over the, right through to the end.
Right.
What do you want to achieve?
Okay, so I want to drop a certain
dress
amount
size.
Of weight.
Drop a dress size.
I want to drop, about 20 kg in weight.
Okay, that's a lot.
It's a lot, because I wouldn't have actually classed you as overweight or anything.
Yeah, that's because I'm 6'3" and I've had years of sucking my tummy in, so you can't, I'm well practiced at that. But when I get my shirt off on the beach, I feel quite ashamed, and I don't like the way that I look. And I hide it well because I've got broad shoulders and I'm a tall guy, I'm a big guy, so, but there is a lot of flab under there that really needs to get rid of. So, I mean, when I started this program, I was 118 kg. My ideal weight's really to get around about 100 to start with, and it's probably less than that. Is that right, Corey?
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's my goal. But also, I'm less concerned about what I weigh, more how I look.
Mm.
So
which is a good way to be, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's got, I'm sure lean muscle weighs a bit more than fat. Is that right? Yeah. So
absolutely.
It's if I'm 105, but look better.
Yeah.
And I can go to the beach and rip my shirt off and not feel ashamed.
You're going to rip your shirt off.
Yeah. Like the Hulk. It's going to be great. Or sit down and not have to want to put a shirt on, because when I sit down that my belly pokes out.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. So they're my goals. And, I have been doing some fitness prior to this. I mean, I ran the Dubai 10K.
Okay.
And I trained for that. A friend of mine, Hyder, introduced me to that and gave me a program just to do that. And I'm a sort of guy that once I grab something I want to do, if I want to do it, I'll do it properly.
So you've got a good base level of fitness anyway.
Well, I didn't. I had none. Yeah. Then I ran and I had some. Then I've stopped running and it disappeared very quickly.
Yeah.
So I again want to do that Dubois-Tinque and beat the time I did before the last year.
So. Yeah, so you want to have that beach body by the time October, November comes.
Yeah.
Actually, how realistic do we have to be in our goals, Corey? I mean, do we need to look at it in a how much weight do I want to lose, or you know, how do you actually think about it and not register it? I mean, you know, record it as a level.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. As Cameron said just then, he wants to lose 20 kilos, right? You look at 20 kilos, and it's such a it seems like such a big number to look at that number as a whole, right? So that's the main goal. What we do with the OFC Success Program is we break it down, okay? So rather than just looking at that big 20 kilograms to lose, we go, okay, well, we're going to look at losing 5 over this period of time. Mm. It's a lot more motivating by setting those mini goals to achieve that big goal. It's like taking those bite-sized chunks and then achieving that big goal as well. Mm. So that's the whole way to do it. And part of the program, it's basically, Cameron, we were just talking in the break, it's a lot to do with accountability. He's quitting smoking tomorrow.
Didn't know you smoked.
So
I won't be tomorrow.
Yeah, and by Cameron telling me, now I know that he's quitting smoking. So when he emails me every day, he's going to be writing on his email whether he's been smoking
or
not.
You email every day?
Every single day. I have to tell Corey, we all have to, how much I slept, how much I've drunk, everything that's gone past my lips and what exercise I've done and how I feel.
That's great.
Absolutely,
that's
yeah.
Fine. So, sorry, there was one question I wanted to ask about the time, because George was saying he lost 5.5 stone over how long?
Well, it's 5 stone in five months.
5 stone in 5 months. Is that not a good thing to do then?
Not really. 5 months is quite a long time. So 5, 6 months.
5 stone's quite a lot as well, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Last year we had one of our females on the Success Program. She lost 48 kilos in 6 months.
What's that in, how many kilos to a stone? About 7 kilos to a stone?
That's 2.2 pounds per kilo. So correct. 48 kilos would be about 100 pounds divided by 14 in a stone. So about 7 stone.
Whoa.
Yeah. So she's, that's sustainable weight loss as well. She's fine now. She's exercising. She's kept the weight off. She's feeling great. She's a totally different person.
Yeah.
So on the Success Program, we look at, you know, 1.5 to 2 kilos per week as attainable and sustainable as well. So when you sort of break it down like that,
Georgina's doing very well.
I've also got a question. Since I started, I've lost 4 kilos in 2 weeks. Now, I will be exercising proper again next week. I don't want to lose weight too quickly because I don't want to end up with flabby skin. This person who lost a lot of weight, was she very toned as well by the end of her 5 months?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, because you hear about people, maybe they've had a gastric band or something, but by doing exercise every week, say, three times a week, an hour three times a week, and obviously watching what you eat, then you shouldn't end up with lots of excess skin.
No, not at all. This is the thing. By exercising, you're toning the body. You're building muscle. You're firming that skin up as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where if you'd just done the dieting, the nutrition, and you didn't do the exercise, then you might have some excess skin to shed. Then you would have to go and do some exercise, some resistance training and stuff like that.
Mm.
Well, listen, guys, you're doing ever so well at the program. Well done. Keep it up. We'd love to hear from you again. I know Corey, I'm sure, is you know, keeping a close eye on you and hoping that you're all going to do very well. It's spurring me on to think about doing some more things and a bit more exercise.
Yeah, me
spurring
too.
Spurring you?
I'm chuffed to bits for you guys, actually. Really pleased. I think it's a fantastic result.
And you
result.
Both seem very, very happy. Yeah. So thank you very much. That's about it from us. George, thank you very much for joining me today.
Pleasure.
Hopefully we'll have you in the studio next Thursday. And we'll be broadcasting from Dubai Sports World again the week after. Thank you very much to everybody down here. I'm going to go to the skate park. for the next hour or so.
Good luck.
And then I might go and have a nice salad or a great big cake, one of the two. I won't tell you which. No, I'm not into cakes, actually.